This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. A stunned U.S. East Coast faced a rising death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continued calls for rescue Thursday after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region. At the White House, President Biden pledged to do whatever is necessary to help the states recover.
And I made clear to the governors that my team at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is on the ground and ready to provide all the assistance that's needed.
At a news conference, New York Governor Kathy Hochul said officials need to learn from the storm that hit the New York area with record rainfall.
This is the first time we've had a flash flood event of this proportion in the city of New York and in the outlying areas. We haven't experienced this before, but we should expect it the next time.
The Atlantic hurricane season is far from over. Larry became a hurricane Thursday morning, forecast to rapidly intensify into a potentially catastrophic Category 4 storm by Sunday. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said the storm is moving west, but remains far from landfall. Commercial flights have resumed in New Orleans and power has returned to parts of the business district. The progress comes 4 days after Hurricane Ida slammed into the Gulf Coast. However, electricity, drinking water, and fuel remain scarce across much of a sweltering Louisiana. New Orleans fared better than many other places because it was protected from catastrophic flooding by the levee system that was revamped after 2005's Hurricane Katrina. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits fell last week to 340,000, a pandemic low. The Labor Department said that jobless claims dropped by 14,000. The weekly count has mostly fallen steadily since topping 900,000 in early January.